Let's celebrate the magic of short stories and poems. They are truly magical, aren't they? They make us feel happiness, heartbreak, horror, hope, hatred, and so much more. Namaste, people. Welcome to Shweta's Basket, a weekly stories and poems podcast, and I'm your host, Shweta Singh. Today, I have a poem titled, I Won't Teach You That. It's a mother thinking about the things that she wants to teach her daughter. I hope you find it thought-provoking, for a thought did provoke this poem. One day I was sitting and just thinking that generally our daughters seem to be excelling and pushing the boundaries and are happy, are empowered, but not so much our daughters-in-law. The same daughter who is empowered seems to lose a part of it or all of it when she becomes a daughter-in-law. And also, the world around us is changing. And I wonder if the same dictates that have been passed down from generations still apply. My nanny must have told my mother something. My mother has told me something. And I wonder if I should be passing on the exact same things to my daughter. And I'm not talking about values here. Values remain the same. Values are important. But you know, there are certain dictums which are drilled into a girl for the time when she's going to become a daughter-in-law. And I really wonder if it isn't time to change that now. As a mother, I truly feel that I don't want to teach my daughter all that I have been taught. You know, there are certain changes that I want to make. Along with that, I also want to consciously tell myself that the same rules will apply to my daughter-in-law because she's someone's daughter. And I cannot have one set of rules for the daughter and the other old patriarchal rules for my daughter-in-law. So that's my internal conflict about the things that I want to teach my daughter and about the things that I should be aware when I have a daughter-in-law. So here's the poem, I Won't Teach You That, written by yours truly. As we stroll down the pebble-strewn path to the waves crashing the basalt shoreline, hold on to my hand tightly, my baby, for I will teach you which pebbles to dodge and which roaring waves to avoid. But I won't teach you that. I won't teach you what the world expects. I won't teach you to be demure and coy. I won't teach you to perform at every request. As we hop, skip and jump to the weekly market, at the pier with our bags swinging jauntily, hold on to my hand tightly, my baby. For I will teach you to look for the best bargains and to, when a better bargain is not to haggle. But I won't teach you that. I won't teach you to tread over others. I won't teach you to sell yourself short. I won't teach you to be false to yourself. As we amble down the paved road to your school, admiring the profusion of sea lavenders and fleabanes, hold on to my hand tightly, my baby. For I will teach you which ones flourish the best and which ones need more nurture and care. But I won't teach you that. I won't teach you to bend over backwards. I won't teach you to just love others. I won't teach you to forget yourself. Today, my little sunshine, you are a girl. Tomorrow, you will be a woman. Day after tomorrow, a wife, a daughter-in-law, and one day hence a mother yourself. But underneath all that, you will be you. I will teach you never to forget yourself. I will teach you to love yourself. I will teach you that you cannot please all. And I will teach you to let go and move on. But I won't teach you the things I was taught. It's time for a new curriculum. Time to bring in new sensibilities. Time to stand by our sisters. Time to believe in ourselves. Yes, I won't teach you that. The things I was taught. That circle breaks here and now. I feel, apart from teaching our daughters, we need to educate ourselves too. We need to make a conscious effort to move forward with times. As parents, we are doing our job by empowering our girls, but we need to place equal emphasis on teaching ourselves as future parents-in-law to be truly progressive. And be all that to our daughter-in-law what we want our daughters-in-laws to be to her. Well, do let me know what you think. Do my thoughts resonate with yours? And moving on, because enough of this gyan, let's get to our one question section. Last week I had asked you, which animal or amphibian was chosen for holy matrimony before the sacred cow? The right answer is frogs. And the right answer was sent by Vasudhaji. Thank you, Vasudhaji, for DMing the answer to us. And now here's the one question for this week. What did the mother-daughter duo admire as they ambled down the paved road to the school? Now, sending in your answers is super easy. You can DM me on Facebook or Instagram. My handle is Shweta's Basket. Or you can email your answers to shweta@shwetasbasket.com. And guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. And if you enjoyed it, then please follow or like the podcast and use the link in the show notes to visit the website and leave a comment. Rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Share and recommend us to your friends and help us reach more people. Shweta's Basket is available on 19 different podcast platforms as well as YouTube. In the meantime, this is your host, Shweta Singh, signing off. Till we meet again on the air next Friday. Bye for now. Do you want to have a website of your own? Are you a writer, photographer, actor, makeup artist, hairstylist, or even a tutor, singer, painter, journalist, consultant? Or do you have your own cafe, restaurant, resort, holiday home, shop, small business, hospital, or even a blog, WordPress, or Blogspot account that you want to migrate to a good-looking website? Well, look no further. The Geeks will help you. And you will find them in the Geeks Room at Artunzen. Just click on the link in the episode description. Yes, it's that simple to have a website. My website is hosted and managed by them. And want to know what I love about them? They are professional, customer pleasers, straight talkers, and very competently priced. So what are you waiting for? Your website is just a click away.